What we know is that he went there. Whether the meeting actually happened or not is not clear. There was an SMS sent from his phone saying that he had not met the Inspector General of Police. But as always with SMS, it's hard to tell whether he sent it himself. But there was definitely an SMS sent from his phone at the time of the meeting saying that it was cancelled. But he was there at the headquarters of police.
No one can get in touch with John Noonby, or is he not responding to calls on whether the meeting actually took place?
He has not gone public on this. I couldn't reach him myself, and the only person who has talked about the case in the police so far is General Oleko, who is the provincial head of police at Kinshasa level. But John Noonby himself, no, he has not made any comment on the case so far.
Okay, and the police there have made a statement saying that they are investigating and they will bring the perpetrators to justice. What can you comment on that?
The fact that General Oleko went on the record saying that they were looking for the perpetrators seems to imply that they consider this as a murder, because there was no wound on the body of Shibeya, no bullet wound or no cut or anything like that. So, yes, they said they were going to bring perpetrators to justice, but this has happened before. There are many pending cases in which human rights defenders or journalists were murdered, and investigations are still pending, and nobody was brought to justice.
Now, the BBC report that I read said that they had found female hair and condoms in the car. Can you confirm that?
I heard about it as well from police sources and from people in Shibeya's entourage who have seen the police reports. There is the possibility, some activists were saying on local radio here, that these condoms and female hair might have been placed there just to make the death look like a love story gone bad, or a family murder or something like that. But those activists also said that they did not believe that story, and they thought those evidence pieces might have been placed there on purpose to make the story look different, but they definitely think he was killed because of his human rights defenders' activities.
Yeah. Well, can you tell us a little bit more about the kind of activism that he was doing with the Voice of the Voiceless, his NGO, and I know he was doing some work on behalf of the jailed trade unionists, also to uphold democracy in parliament, is that correct?
Yes, because when parliament was the scene of a big battle just over 1 year ago between various politicians within President Joseph Kabila's party and supporters, that there was widespread criticism that presidency was trying to control parliament and replace the president of parliament with somebody who was more close to him. And Floribert Chebeya was among the people who said that this was interference into parliamentary affairs, and that there was a risk that the parliament would not be allowed to keep going as a democratic institution. Other areas of his work include the Voice of the Voiceless work, and his personally include legal aid for people who could not afford decent lawyer in court.
Wow. Now, others have said, you know, after him, who will be next? And the other question would be, is there anyone else who could take over his mantle and be as effective as he has been and do the kind of work that he's been doing that you can think of?
Well, there are people who definitely are listened to at the national level, but very few of them. Chebeya was really the most prominent activist. And now what human rights defenders need in the Democratic Republic of Congo is a strong involvement from the government to protect them, because as they have lost their main leader, they're afraid that they, at the local level or other less prominent leaders, will also be threatened or killed, as it happened in the past. So that's their main worry at the moment.
And do you think they will get that from the government? Is that a possibility?
I'm not sure, because commitments have been made before. You hear ministers saying that they are here to protect civilians, including human rights defenders, and then stories like what happened yesterday keep happening. So it looks like there is still impunity in this country, and despite the public discourse on better protection for human rights defenders, there is no concrete evidence of any progress being made. Actually,